for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Joe Tooney is with us. He is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Joe Tooney, Patriots Center, that is, joining us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
Good. Good to be back on the show here, Joe. And
it's been a while.
Yeah, last time we were in Kansas City, I bought your mom a drink at the bar.
I'll be back on the show. Yeah, there you go.
Joe, we're noticing a trend, and that is every time we have a player on. Last week it was Chase Winovich. He'll be back with us again tomorrow. And now you, that's multiple parents of Patriots that Zoe has been drinking with.
Hey, Joe, before we get into kissing your ass about moving to center and playing so well, what's the first thing you bought when you got your new little pay upgrade there? You get a new truck or anything?
No, maybe just take the O-line out for some dinner or something like that.
No, Applebee's, huh? Nice.
There you go.
McDonald's, drive-thru, COVID times.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what other positions do you think you can play outside of center, if needed?
Tackle.
Yeah, offensive line. Like, can you kick? Can you maybe play tight end?
Snapper.
What else can you do?
You know, just being a football player, trying to, you know, help out the team, whatever is necessary. You know, a lot of guys O-line can play a lot of positions, but, you know, we just want to go out there and play hard together. And, you know, it's fun being with all those guys. You know, definitely a new position, a little different perspective, but, you know, Dave Andrews helped me a lot. It's the week leading up to it, you know, just little ins and outs of the position and stuff. So he's been great. And, yeah, everyone works together really well. So, yeah, we're glad about that.
How'd you think the rookie played? Unwenu on your left side. Sorry, the rookie from Michigan.
Yeah, he did really well. He's, you know, digging the playbook too, playing guard this week. So, you know, he's been working really hard and, you know, getting more and more a hang of it and everything. So he's been doing really well.
This offense has gone through some changes. You're now three games in, about to play your fourth game. How much growth do you think there's been as a group over the last month?
Yeah, we're trying to improve every week, you know, going back over the film, looking at the games and seeing how we can get better and how we can improve. And there's always things that we want to keep working on. So we just want to keep building, you know, keep trying to get better, keep trying to get stronger. And, you know, it's a long season, but just take it week by week.
When Josh calls the runs, and yeah, obviously a lot of running backs last week had productive days, and you even go back to week one against Miami. Do you have to block differently or scheme things differently or hold the block longer if, say, a guy like J.J. Taylor's in there opposed to Rex or Sony or maybe Damian Harris when we see him when he gets off IR?
Yeah, you know, half the time I'm not even sure which running back's in the game. We just try and, you know, execute the you know, play that's called and how we've been, you know, studying it through game planning and the week prior and everything. So really just, you know, trying to execute each play call the best that I can, and that's pretty much the goal.
I have a question for you. As an NFL offensive lineman, we've seen some RPO plays as they become more prevalent here and everywhere in the NFL, where linemen have to be careful not to get downfield, not knowing what their quarterback is doing. How is that coached when you're sort of planning to run some of those plays?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. Sometimes, you know, different players got to make different reads, and the ball can go to different spots on certain plays. So, like I said, you got to really just hone in on what your assignment is on that play and focus on executing that technique. And you never want to get penalties or anything, you know, being downfield. So just got to, you know, stay detailed and, you know, execute what you're supposed to do.
Hey, sometimes when you go into like an offensive meeting or say when you break down, you go to an offensive line group, I always remember walking in those rooms. And those rooms would smell. Like you leave like the dip cups in there and there'd be burgers on the floor and stuff. Has COVID made the offensive line in 2020 a cleaner crew?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone's, you know, keeping their hygiene, you know, up to date, and everyone's, you know, clean and smelling fine. So, yeah, I think so.
Okay, so what's going on down in Tennessee? Has this put you guys on alert? And for the most part, the National Football League, from a professional standpoint, has handled this really well. You know, like, you got a job to do. You need to be safe. You need to protect yourself. But when you guys hear that, you know, eight guys down in Tennessee test positive, does it put you guys on alert more to say, I don't know, maybe you're at home where you went out to eat last week and maybe you won't go out to eat this week. Does it change your approach when you hear what's going on in Tennessee?
I think everyone's, you know, trying to, since the start of this, you know, season, everyone's been trying to, you know, be responsible and, you know, adhere to all the rules and follow all the guidelines. So, it's a, you know, crazy different year that, you know, we're not used to, but we're just trying to do everything in our power to, you know, keep guys healthy and keep guys away from it.
You excited to play in front of some fans this week? Because, you know, Kansas City's going to have some in there. And I thought it did make a difference on the broadcast, you know, a couple weeks ago when we saw them on the kickoff.
Yeah, it'll be cool. You know, it's an away game. You know, they have a, you know, very historic stadium and everything. And, you know, excited for the game. And, yeah.
All right, Joe Tooney, good talking to you today. Appreciate your time. Maybe we'll do it again sometime soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
See you, Joe.
All right, Joe Tooney joining us here on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline from Foxborough as the Patriots get ready for their game on Sunday.
It's nice. And $14 million, take someone out to eat.